my name is Jim. I'm in Saratoga. It's Sunday afternoon. It's Pat Bradley. She's talking with a gentleman, Stephen, I think, Wologian of the Dartmouth Institute for low-T or low-testosterone, something like that. Really fascinating interview, except that his perspective is amazingly biased. To say things like that testosterone supplementation has no impact on erectile dysfunction is creating an issue out of something that's not an issue. Testosterone doesn't help erectile dysfunction. It helps with sexual desire, sexual libido. He also mentioned that testosterone is linked with high PSA counts. Testosterone is not linked with high PSA counts, and I'd be really interested to see where he gets his data on the matter. Testosterone is known to cause an acceleration of pre-existing prostate cancers, but testosterone does not cause prostate cancer, nor does it raise your PSA count.
Hi, this is David Shufelt from Millerton, New York, and two things. I'm a little sorry to see Bob Barrett depart, but life goes on. And with regard to the Writer's Almanac, I was shocked today. I heard it for the second time without Garrison Keillor, and maybe he's handing it off, but Billy Collins, what a poor imitation of Garrison Keillor. I would rather him try to be himself rather than to try to sound like Garrison Keillor. Personally, I think it's really bad, but I'm just one person.
This is Shirley from Amherst, Massachusetts. I'm calling about the Moth program being only on at 1 o'clock on Friday. There are a lot of people who are working and never hear it, and then a lot of people even who don't have a full-time job or whatever, got to go grocery shopping, got to go, you know, do things. If there's a time we could possibly have it on in the evening, some weekday evening or something, there's some way you could do that to fit it in.
Hi, my name's Mariana, and I really love Joe. I love his programming, but I cannot stand Sean Stone. He just really did it for me again today with this review of Man of Steel. He doesn't always give a spoiler alert, and I'm just so upset I can't even talk. I'm just so upset. He did this for Harry Potter. He does this, and I don't get him. I just don't get him. I've never called before, and I'm sorry to be complaining, but I'm just really upset about him.
Audrey Quaker in Schenectady, New York. I just heard Dr. Stephen Lebow's comments about the 18th century and global warming. Last night on the radio, NPR was talking about a new television show about people living under a dome, that the pollution has gotten so bad that people are living under a dome. And I thought, you know, that is such an old idea. What is needed is a new idea of people working together, not just giving up and saying, okay, we're going to live under a dome. I think that's a very bad idea for a television show. It